Network. Companies often set up private networks to secure their internal communications and data transfer. Infrastructure. Modern cities rely on advanced infrastructure for transportation, communication, and utilities. Telecommunications. Telecommunications companies provide critical services for phone and internet connectivity across the globe. Bandwidth. High bandwidth is essential for streaming services to deliver video content smoothly. Latency. Online gamers require low latency to improve their response times in fast-paced games. Protocol. The HTTPS protocol ensures secure communication over the internet. Fiber optics. Fiber optics technology enables high-speed internet connections for homes and businesses. Wireless. Wireless technology has revolutionized the way we connect to the internet and each other. 4G/5G. The rollout of 5G networks promises faster speeds and more reliable mobile internet. Broadband. Broadband access is considered a necessity for efficient participation in the digital world. Internet service provider, ISP. Choosing the right ISP can significantly affect your internet speed and reliability. Mobile network operator, MNO. MNOs compete to offer the best coverage and services for mobile users. Virtual private network, VPN. VPNs are used to securely access a private network over the internet. Cloud computing. Cloud computing allows businesses to scale their IT resources on demand. Data center. Data centers are crucial for storing and processing vast amounts of digital information. Server. Web servers host the content and services accessed by users on the internet. IP address. Every device connected to the internet is assigned a unique IP address. Router. Routers direct data traffic within networks and to external networks. Switch. Switches are used in networks to connect devices and manage data packets. Firewall. Firewalls protect networks by controlling incoming and outgoing network traffic. Security. Security measures are vital to protect data and systems from cyber threats. Cybersecurity. Cybersecurity strategies are implemented to defend against digital attacks. Encryption. Encryption is used to secure data by converting it into a code that only authorized parties can decipher. Authentication. Authentication processes verify the identity of users before granting access to systems. Compliance. Companies must comply with data protection laws to safeguard user information. Regulation. Government regulations are established to ensure fair and safe practices in various industries. Federal Communications Commission, FCC. The FCC regulates interstate and international communications in the US. European Telecommunications Standards Institute, ETSI. ETSI sets standards for telecommunications technologies in Europe. Quality of service, COS. COS policies prioritize certain types of network traffic to ensure performance. Service Level Agreement, SLA. SLAs define the expected level of service between providers and clients. Traffic management. Traffic management techniques are used to optimize network performance. Network Operations Center, NOC. NOCs monitor and manage the health and performance of networks. Customer Premises Equipment, CPE. CPE includes devices like modems and routers provided by ISPs to customers. VoIP. Voice over Internet Protocol. VoIP technology enables voice calls over the internet instead of traditional phone lines. Unified Communications. Unified Communications integrate multiple communication tools into a single platform. Collaboration Tools. Collaboration tools facilitate teamwork and communication in remote and in-office environments. Project Management. Project management software helps teams plan, execute, and track project progress. Agile methodology. Agile methodology emphasizes flexibility and customer feedback in software development. Lean management. Lean management focuses on reducing waste and increasing efficiency in processes. Budgeting. Budgeting is essential for planning and controlling financial resources in projects and operations. Forecasting. Forecasting uses historical data to make informed predictions about future trends. Risk management. Risk management involves identifying, assessing, and mitigating potential risks to a project or business. Outsourcing. Outsourcing transfers specific business processes or tasks to external providers. Vendor management. Vendor management optimizes the relationships and agreements with external suppliers. Procurement. Procurement processes ensure that goods and services are acquired efficiently and effectively. Inventory management. Inventory management tracks and controls a company's stock to meet demand without overstocking. Change management. Change management guides how organizations prepare, equip, and support individuals to successfully adopt change. Incident management. Incident management procedures are designed to quickly respond to and resolve IT service issues. Disaster recovery. Disaster recovery plans are essential for restoring IT operations after a catastrophic event. Business continuity. Business continuity planning ensures that critical business functions can continue during and after a disaster. Analytics. Analytics tools analyze data to help businesses make informed decisions. Big data. Big data refers to the large volumes of data that businesses collect, which require advanced analysis techniques. Machine learning. Machine learning algorithms learn from data to improve their accuracy over time without being explicitly programmed. Artificial intelligence, AI. AI simulates human intelligence in machines, enabling them to perform tasks that typically require human intelligence. Internet of Things, IoT. IoT connects everyday objects to the internet, allowing them to send and receive data. Smart devices. Smart devices are interconnected, internet-enabled devices that can automate and optimize tasks. Digital transformation. Digital transformation involves the integration of digital technology into all areas of a business. Sustainability. Sustainability focuses on meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations. Energy efficiency. Energy efficiency measures are adopted to reduce energy consumption and environmental impact. Regulatory compliance. Regulatory compliance ensures that organizations adhere to laws, regulations, guidelines, and specifications. Customer service. Customer service is critical for addressing customer needs and building loyalty. Technical support. Technical support provides assistance with technology products or services. Help desk. Help desks support users by answering questions and resolving technical issues. User experience, UX. UX design focuses on creating products that provide meaningful and relevant experiences to users. User interface, UI. UI design involves the visual and interactive elements of a product interface. Application programming interface, API. APIs allow different software applications to communicate with each other. Software development lifecycle, SDLC. The SDLC is a process for planning, creating, testing, and deploying software. DevOps. DevOps practices aim to shorten the system's development lifecycle while delivering features, fixes, and updates frequently. Version control. Version control systems manage changes to software code or documents over time. Testing. Testing in software development ensures that the product is free from defects and meets quality standards. Deployment. Deployment is the process of making software available for use. Monitoring. Monitoring involves tracking the performance and availability of software and systems. Performance tuning. Performance tuning optimizes systems and applications to run more efficiently. Troubleshooting. Troubleshooting is the process of diagnosing and resolving problems in a system or network. Documentation. Documentation provides users and developers with essential information on software or systems. Training. Training programs are designed to enhance skills and knowledge in a specific area. Certification. Certification validates an individual's qualifications in a particular field of expertise. Leadership. Leadership involves guiding and inspiring a team towards achieving goals. Team building. Team building activities aim to strengthen relationships and improve teamwork. Negotiation. Negotiation is a process where parties come to a mutual agreement through discussion and compromise. Communication skills. Effective communication skills are crucial for conveying information clearly and effectively. Time management. Time management involves organizing and planning how to divide time between specific activities efficiently. Conflict resolution. Conflict resolution strategies are used to resolve disputes and restore harmony in groups. Critical thinking. Critical thinking requires analyzing facts to form a judgment. Innovation. Innovation involves creating new ideas, products, or methods to improve something existing or introduce something new. Adaptability. Adaptability is the ability to adjust to new conditions or changes in the environment. Emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage one's own emotions and those of others. Stakeholder management. Stakeholder management involves maintaining positive relationships with individuals or groups affected by a project's outcome. Strategic planning. Strategic planning is the process of defining a strategy or direction and making decisions on allocating resources to pursue this strategy. Market analysis. Market analysis examines the size, trends, and competition in a particular market. Competitive analysis. Competitive analysis evaluates the strengths and weaknesses of competitors within the same market. Product management. Product management oversees the development, marketing, and sale of a product or product line. Sales strategies. Sales strategies are plans designed to sell a product or service and achieve revenue targets. Marketing. Marketing involves promoting and selling products or services, including market research and advertising. Branding. Branding is the process of creating a unique name, symbol, or design that identifies and differentiates a product from others. Social media or social media platforms are used by businesses to connect with their audience, build their brand, and increase sales. E-commerce. E-commerce refers to buying and selling goods or services using the internet. Data privacy. Data privacy concerns the proper handling, processing, storage, and disposal of personal information. Intellectual property. Intellectual property refers to creations of the mind, such as inventions, literary and artistic works, designs, and symbols, names, and images used in commerce. Patents. Patents are government licenses that give the holder exclusive rights to a process, design, or new invention for a certain period of time. Licensing. Licensing involves obtaining permission to use someone else's intellectual property. Standards. Standards are established norms or requirements in technical systems and organizations. Interoperability. Interoperability is the ability of different systems, devices, applications, or products to connect and communicate in a coordinated way. Scalability. Scalability is the capability of a system to handle a growing amount of work or its potential to be enlarged to accommodate that growth. Reliability. Reliability refers to the consistency of a product or system's performance over time. Availability. Availability is the proportion of time a system is in a functioning condition. Maintenance. Maintenance involves the routine actions taken to keep equipment or systems running and in good condition. Upgrade. Upgrading refers to replacing a product with a newer or better version to bring the system up to date or to enhance its characteristics. Integration. Integration involves combining different systems and software applications physically or functionally to act as a coordinated whole. Configuration. Configuration is the arrangement of components or elements in a particular form, figure, or combination. Optimization. Optimization is the process of making something as effective, perfect, or functional as possible. Capacity planning. Capacity planning is the process of determining the production capacity needed by an organization to meet changing demands for its products. Resource allocation. Resource allocation involves distributing available resources among various projects or business units. Load balancing. Load balancing distributes workloads across multiple computing resources, such as computers, a computer cluster, network links, central processing units, or disk drives. Signal processing. Signal processing involves analyzing, modifying, and synthesizing signals such as sound, images, and scientific measurements. Modulation. Modulation is the process of varying one or more properties of a periodic waveform, called the carrier signal, with a modulating signal that typically contains information to be transmitted. Demodulation. Demodulation is the process of extracting the original information-bearing signal from a modulated carrier wave. Compression. Compression reduces the size of a file or data stream. Decompression. Decompression is the process of restoring compressed data to its original form. Multiplexing. Multiplexing combines multiple signals into one signal over a shared medium. Demultiplexing. Demultiplexing is the process of separating multiplexed signals from a shared medium. Error correction. Error correction involves detecting and correcting errors in data transmission or storage. Forwarding. Forwarding is the process of sending a packet of data to the next destination on its path to the final destination. Routing. Routing determines the best path for data packets to travel across a network. Switching. Switching connects devices on a computer network by using packet switching to receive, process, and forward data to the destination device. Broadcasting. Broadcasting sends data to all devices on a network. Multicasting. Multicasting sends data to a specific group of devices on a network. Traffic shaping. Traffic shaping regulates network data transfer to ensure a smooth flow of data. Congestion control. Congestion control prevents network congestion by managing the data load being sent into the network. Protocol stacks. Protocol stacks are sets of network protocol layers that work together to enable network communication. OSI model. The OSI model is a conceptual framework used to understand network interactions in seven layers. TCP/IP model. The TCP/IP model is a concise version of the OSI model with four layers, used to guide the design and implementation of modern network protocols. Domain name system, DNS. The DNS translates domain names to IP addresses so browsers can load internet resources. MMS, MMS, multimedia messaging service, allows for the sending of multimedia content via text message. Video conferencing. Video conferencing enables remote face-to-face communication via video and audio transmissions. Remote work. Remote work allows employees to work outside of a traditional office environment. Cyber-physical systems. Cyber-physical systems are integrations of computation, networking, and physical processes. Blockchain. Blockchain is a system of recording information in a way that makes it difficult or impossible to change, hack, or cheat the system. Cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is a digital or virtual currency that uses cryptography for security. 5G deployment. 5G deployment refers to the installation and activation of a new 5G mobile network infrastructure. Spectrum management. Spectrum management is the process of regulating the use of radio frequencies to promote efficient use and gain a net social benefit. Radio frequency, RF. RF refers to electromagnetic radio waves within the range of frequencies from 30 Hz to 300 GHz. Antenna. An antenna is a device that converts electric power into radio waves, and vice versa. Satellite communications. Satellite communications involves the use of satellite technology for telecommunication. Microwave transmission. Microwave transmission is the use of microwave radio frequencies to transmit data between locations. Optical communication. Optical communication uses light, including lasers and LEDs, to transmit data through optical fibers or space. Undersea cables. Undersea cables are cables laid on the seabed between land-based stations to carry telecommunication signals across stretches of ocean. Global positioning system, GPS. GPS is a satellite-based navigation system that provides location and time information in all weather conditions, anywhere on or near the Earth. Navigation. In navigation is the process or activity of accurately ascertaining one's position and planning and following a route. Telemedicine. Telemedicine allows healthcare professionals to evaluate, diagnose, and treat patients at a distance using telecommunications technology. E-learning. E-learning involves the use of electronic media and information and communication technologies in education. FinTech. FinTech is a term used to describe new tech that seeks to improve and automate the delivery and use of financial services. Smart cities. Smart cities use IoT sensors and technology to collect data and efficiently manage resources, services, and operations. Digital identity. Digital identity is an online or networked identity adopted or claimed in cyberspace by an individual, organization, or electronic device. Biometrics. Biometrics refers to the measurement and statistical analysis of people's unique physical and behavioral characteristics. Surveillance. Surveillance is the monitoring of behavior, activities, or information for the purpose of information gathering, influencing, managing, or directing. Privacy laws. Privacy laws are designed to protect individuals' personal information and data from being misused. Ethics. Ethics involves systematizing, defending, and recommending concepts of right and wrong behavior. Corporate social responsibility. CSR. CSR is a type of international private business self-regulation that aims to contribute to societal goals of a philanthropic, activist, or charitable nature. E-waste. E-waste refers to discarded electronic appliances such as mobile phones, computers, and televisions. Renewable energy. Renewable energy is energy that is collected from renewable resources, which are naturally replenished on a human timescale. Edge computing. Edge computing brings computation and data storage closer to the location where it is needed to improve response times and save bandwidth. Quantum computing. Quantum computing uses principles of quantum mechanics to perform computations much more efficiently than traditional computers in certain tasks. Nanotechnology. Nanotechnology involves the manipulation of matter on an atomic, molecular, and supramolecular scale. Wearable technology. Wearable technology consists of electronic devices that can be worn as accessories, embedded in clothing, or even implanted in the user's body. Augmented reality, AR, is an interactive experience of a real-world environment where the objects that reside in the real world are enhanced by computer-generated perceptual information. Virtual reality, VR. VR is a simulated experience that can be similar to or completely different from the real world. Mixed reality, MR. MR combines elements of both real and virtual worlds to produce new environments and visualizations where physical and digital objects coexist and interact in real time. Streaming. Streaming is the continuous transmission of audio or video files from a server to a client. Content Delivery Network, CDN. A CDN is a geographically distributed network of proxy servers and their data centers. The goal is to provide high availability and high performance by distributing the service spatially relative to end users. Peer-to-peer, P2P. P2P is a decentralized communications model in which each party has the same capabilities and either party can initiate a communication session. Blockchain. A blockchain is a decentralized, distributed, and oftentimes public, digital ledger consisting of records called blocks that is used to record transactions across many computers so that any involved block cannot be altered retroactively, without the alteration of all subsequent blocks. Smart contracts. Smart contracts are self-executing contracts with the terms of the agreement between buyer and seller being directly written into lines of code. Digital signatures. Digital signatures are a type of electronic signature that uses cryptographic techniques to provide a secure and tamper-proof way of signing electronic documents. Public Key Infrastructure, PKI. PKI is a set of roles, policies, hardware, software, and procedures needed to create, manage, distribute, use, store, and revoke digital certificates and manage public key encryption. Cyber warfare. Cyber warfare involves the use of technology and the internet to conduct warfare in cyberspace. Hacking. Hacking refers to the unauthorized intrusion into a computer or a network, often for malicious purposes. Phishing. Phishing is a type of social engineering attack often used to steal user data, including login credentials and credit card numbers. Malware. Malware is any software intentionally designed to cause damage to a computer, server, client, or computer network. Ransomware. Ransomware is a type of malicious software designed to block access to a computer system until a sum of money is paid. DDoS attacks. A distributed denial of service, DDoS, attack is a malicious attempt to disrupt the normal traffic of a targeted server, service, or network by overwhelming the target or its surrounding infrastructure with a flood of internet traffic. Firewall. A firewall is a network security device that monitors and filters incoming and outgoing network traffic based on an organization's previously established security policies. Intrusion Detection System, IDS. An IDS is a device or software application that monitors a network or systems for malicious activity or policy violations. Intrusion Prevention System, IPS. An IPS is a network security/threat prevention technology that examines network traffic flows to detect and prevent vulnerability exploits. Virtualization. Virtualization is the process of creating a virtual version of something, such as virtual computer hardware platforms, storage devices, and computer network resources. Software as a Service, SaaS. SaaS is a software distribution model in which a third-party provider hosts applications and makes them available to customers over the internet. Platform as a Service, PaaS. PaaS is a category of cloud computing services that provides a platform allowing customers to develop, run, and manage applications without the complexity of building and maintaining the infrastructure typically associated with developing and launching an app. Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS. IaaS is a form of cloud computing that provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. Technology adoption. Technology adoption is the process by which a new technology is accepted and integrated into everyday use. User adoption. User adoption refers to the acceptance and continued use of a new product or service by its target consumers. Digital literacy. Digital literacy is the ability to find, evaluate, utilize, share, and create content using information technologies and the internet. Information society. An information society is a society where the creation, distribution, use, integration, and manipulation of information is a significant economic, political, and cultural activity. Digital divide. The digital divide refers to the gap between individuals, households, businesses, and geographic areas at different socioeconomic levels with regard to their opportunities to access information and communication technologies. Telehealth. Telehealth is the distribution of health-related services and information via electronic information and telecommunication technologies. It allows long-distance patient and clinician contact, care, advice, reminders, education, intervention, monitoring, and remote admissions. Telecommunications law. Telecommunications law refers to the regulations which govern the transmission of information by various types of technology, including telephony, cable, broadcasting, and the internet. Universal service. Universal service is a principle that all people should have access to communication services, including the internet, regardless of their location or income level.